This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
View time, Buena Vista.
Howdy doody.
No, Howdy doody was not a Disney product. One of the few that wasn't. As a matter of fact, 7:30 to the hour of stream of consciousness thinking, because Jennifer and I were just talking about having breakfast this morning and going to Buena Vista off of the 5. And that is something that is most well known, I think, connected to Disney. We've all seen the logo for Buena Vista Productions, which was one of his early companies producing movies and cartoons and that kind of stuff. All right, is that enough inside? Insight to Inside on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Insight to Inside. I'm an insider, as is Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Happy birthday to Raquel Welch. First of all, who knows who Raquel Welch is? Raise your hands, please.
Did we figure out if she's Chutney's mom from Legally Blonde?
Yes, she was.
She was? Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that,
yes,
that's
I do know who she is.
Okay, relative. Jennifer, you know who Raquel Welch is? Yes.
Of course. You said raise your hand. Mine was up.
I was. Okay, I didn't see it there in the classroom. How many people know who Sophia Loren is? Raise your hands, please.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, no, I think Raquel Welch is much more attractive.
See, I was saying to Doug during the break, I get the two of them confused a lot because to me they look so similar. I don't know if they do or not, but in my head, I always get them mixed up.
Maybe kind of the olive skin and the, maybe so. And
chesty. Well, they are. And that's what they were known for. That's, how they moved along. That's how they got Sophia Loren.
Chesty?
Probably. Why, you don't think that's a good...
I think it's funny. I've never heard anyone say that.
Really?
Yes.
Well, how would you describe then? Large bosom.
Well, weren't they both sex symbols? Buxom. I mean, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But Sophia Loren could actually act. Raquel Welch, not much of an actress. I think she got better as she went through the rigors. But I think there's another Claudia Cardinale who came from the same.
No idea who that is.
Okay, well, if you look her up, you'll see why I put the three of them together. They're all similar, although Sophia Loren could act pretty much from the beginning. Raquel Welch couldn't, and neither could Claudia Cardinale, but they were both chesty, or buxom, or whatever term you want to use for them. And so that's how they moved along the trail to becoming stars. I think Raquel Welch became much better as she got older, as she moved into the reality of, okay, I'm going to have an acting career, so I better learn how to act.
And that's a good start, usually.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, there were a lot of people who, if you go back further, when the casting couch was first used by Howard Hughes, he found Ava Gardner that way, who was also quite chesty, busty, buxom, whatever you want. And there were most of the earlier, Marilyn Monroe, although I never thought she was, when you see pictures of her, do you think she's chesty? There's nothing about
Marilyn
her.
Marilyn Monroe? She's very voluptuous.
You thought so?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I think they say, though, like, in person, she was actually really tiny.
Yeah, she's very small. Yeah.
So, well, she was only, I think at her most, wasn't she only like a size 8 or a 12 or something like that?
And that was back then. So she really would have been like maybe a 4 or a 6.
Yeah.
Maybe
she was the first actress who really worked out. She sort of started a routine. She was very physical and worked out all the time. And that may have set the stage for things that happened with others later on down the line. Anyway, I don't know how... Oh, I just wanted to acknowledge that I was thinking about Raquel Welch and whether people actually knew... Would this be another divide between me as a baby boomer and the ladies as... Or at least two of the three ladies as millennials?
Watch this. I can do a millennial trick. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, Kara.
Yeah?
Have you ever watched Happy Days?
Yes, I have watched Happy Days.
You have? You ruined my millennial.
Sorry.
Chucker makes fun of me because I've never seen an episode of Happy Days.
Chucker is our movie guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you all that much about it, but it's one of those shows that's on TV all the time with, like, reruns.
I mean, I flipped through it. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I flipped through it, but I've never seen it.
What a great description. One of those shows that's on TV all the time.
Well, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Same with I Love Lucy. Sorry, Jen. But that's why that you're thrilled about that, because you can watch it on TV all the time, right?
I love Lucy.
Jennifer's seen all those episodes about 87 times.
Yep, and I still watch them every time.
See, I don't... We watch... we sort of look at Netflix to get caught up on shows that we like Scandal is one... although Meredith has seen all of the episodes, I haven't, so we haven't gone back to that. But she was good because I hadn't seen all the House of Cards, and we went through those again. But there's I like Blacklist because the writing is good. It is too violent. It doesn't need to be that violent, but they're good stories. And Spader is very good, and I like that Megan What's-Her-Face, the actress that plays Keen. She's very – I think she's – there's something about how she plays the character that I like. And then – seeing episodes that are of Designated Survivor. I haven't caught up with that yet. Those are good to be able to. It's great to have the technology.
Back soon, I think.
This week.
This week.
Yeah,
oh,
most
okay.
of the stuff is back this week, isn't it, Jennifer?
Most of it. Yeah, NCIS I know ABC and CBS are back this week for sure.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think
all
Will
of
and Grace is this week, right? Thursday
yeah.
night.
You're right.
Okay.
I get my DVR
so
for that too.
Yeah. Help me understand what there is, because I never followed that before, but I've watched lots of promos. For it on the plane when I'm watching the old TV shows, there's a promo for Will and Grace that comes up at the beginning of each of the TV shows that there. What is there about Will and Grace that captures so much imagination on the part of so many people in America?
It was at the time when NBC was really hot. What else was around Will and Grace? Was it Friends?
I think Friends was over. Will and Grace ended in 2006, right?
Okay, so it was just one of those shows that was likable and fun and in the same vein as Friends, except with, you know, really mm-hmm. out there characters. And it was a fun show, and I think people watched it. They loved it. It has a lot of nostalgia, and I think these guys look the same, by the way. They all must
so
be witches because
cool.
nobody aged. And so they're going to just pick it up again and keep going, and that's pretty cool.
When did they run out of storylines? Is that why they stopped before?
You know, I don't know why it ended. I think it was on for, what, 7 seasons?
A long time, yeah.
The first time. I don't know why they ended it. But the way this came back, and this is social media for you, they did a fun, like a funny spoof on the election in I guess it was October.
Mm-hmm.
And it went viral, and people said, oh, my gosh, Will and Grace is coming back. And it really wasn't at the time. It was just they got together, and they just made this funny little election-themed thing. And that whole thing spawned NBC. They've already given them a second season. It hasn't even aired yet. So it's kind of a crazy, it's what viral can do. I mean,
yeah.
it's amazing.
Spreading the word. Speaking of that, the viral focus on Bill Clinton, if you look at things that are trending today, Bill Clinton is trending. It has nothing to do with politics, really. It has to do with his novel going to Showtime. He and James Patterson have written a thriller called A President is Missing, which is not going to be published until next year, but they've already sold the rights to Showtime for the show. I find it interesting. Clinton is a writer. He's a reader, obviously. He's written a couple of things that were about his life, hasn't he? To this point,
oh, yeah.
This
is his first foray into fiction,
yeah.
And he's a huge mystery novel fan.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised. I didn't know that he and James Patterson had done anything together. I don't particularly like James Patterson, but it's kind of, I just think his books are kind of predictable.
Blah.
But I mean, he's certainly, I'm in the minority because he sells millions and millions of copies of every book releases.
Yeah.
But I never knew they were working together, so it is kind of interesting, and I guess James Patterson probably wrote the skeleton of the book, and then Clinton filled in all the presidential stuff.
Yeah.
So it'll be an interesting TV series. Showtime's going to make it a whole series out of it,
mm-hmm.
so it might rival, you know, Designated Survivor or Scandal and, you know, those types of shows.
Showtime is a CBS property, and Les Moonves, who runs CBS, and Clinton are friends. So it doesn't take, you don't have to follow the trail very long to figure out how.
But isn't it interesting that it went to Showtime and not CBS? Because this could be a mainstream drama, so there must mm-hmm. be some other, like, you know, racier stuff happening.
And by the way, James Patterson has Zoo, don't forget, with CBS. So he's got a working relationship with them, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah. 15 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV program, the Doug Steffen Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, focus on pillows. Kara needs a good pillow, too. You need a good pillow. We need to have our rest. I was staying in one of those European hotels. By the way, Jennifer, remind me never, ever, ever to stay. I said this to the kids last night. I don't ever want to stay in a hotel that's either in Hollywood or close to some Hollywood events. Hollywood Bowl last night. I'm trying to get to the hotel, which is a block from the Hollywood Bowl.
What was happening at the bowl?
There was some going on every day.
It doesn't even matter. It's just the traffic. I mean, it could be, you know, it could be William Hung, and that place would be packed.
Who's William Hung?
The guy that sang terribly on American Idol. Remember, she banged, she banged. That guy? No.
Okay, go ahead. I got your joke, Jen, and I thought it was funny.
What, Jeez. Hung and what? Is the Hung part of the joke?
No.
No, that was his name.
Well, I understand that, but you can imagine what kind of fun.
Oh, boy.
All right, next, or let's keep going with MyPillow. The patented adjustable fill inside every one of the MyPillows stays cool and in place all night. What did you say, Jennifer? You got your new MyPillows or Victoria?
I haven't yet.
Victoria, you got your new.
I just unwrapped mine over the weekend, yeah.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do with the old pillows, or did you just use them to add to? How many pillows do you got on your bed?
Now it's like six. I think we need to downsize.
No, I don't know. It's good to have.
We only have a queen-size bed, so I think we need to do some purging, yeah.
All right. Well, you want a good machine-washable, patented pillow made in the USA? MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you, 22 cents per serving. The Balance of Nature Fruit and Veggies products help boost the immune system, up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV, and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview? Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
You you want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Goes on. If you think it sounds like it was recorded in a garage,
on a telephone.
Yeah, right. This is a rare unreleased demo of a song that was first done in 1963 by Les Beatles. The song's called What Goes On. It's on sale through a listing on eBay. Wow, this is going to be interesting to see how this thing shakes out. This is Ringo singing. Released on the Rubber Soul album in 1965. Wow, it actually predates the recording sung by Ringo, because Ringo wasn't around in 63, now that I think about it, right? He wasn't there. It was Peter Best that was the drummer. This is an earlier version sung by John, who wrote the song, and has Lennon singing different lyrics, which was a common way the Beatles approached their music with Lennon and McCartney. The demo also has Lennon on an acoustic guitar and Paul McCartney on the harmony in the chorus. A couple of piano notes banging away. You can hear them in the background. So there's an excerpt of the recording that can be heard on the eBay auction listing. Sale will end on the 1st of October. Lennon said that the song was written in their earliest days, saying, quote, that was an early Lennon writing. It was written before the Beatles, when they were the Quarrymen, right? That's what their original group was when they were big, just yeah. In the Liverpool era. They were first called the Quarrymen. Resurrected with a middle eight thrown in. What does it mean, a middle eight? I don't know what that means. What's a middle
that's
eight?
It's like a
guitar thing.
No, it's like a verse with notes and stuff. It's like an extra. It's like a musical sort of term.
Really?
If someone says a middle eight, yeah, it's like adding in another. It's not part of the chorus, but it's part of a verse.
Okay.
Like a bridge.
Got it. All right. So this has become a Ringo Starr song, actually. He was given co-composer credit for the new middle eight that we were just talking about. That was added when he joined in 65. So this demo disc was first sold by the George Harrison family through Bonham's Auction House at $8,461, what, 5-6 years ago? And under the law, The track is now in the public domain since it hadn't been released within 50 years of recording. So what goes on?
So is bad sale is what you're saying.
What do they expect to get out of this? The people who are selling it. It was sold for $8,000.
I would think it would go for a lot more now, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's kind of cute, actually. Crank it up, Carol, will you?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. The other day I saw you as I walked along the road. When I saw him with you,
I could feel my future fold. It's so easy for me. Isn't that Ringo singing? That's
yeah, that
recorded
is.
That's, version.
So yeah. This is the new version, not Paul. Yeah
the right. Demo version is the old one.
Right. All right, so there you go. There's some Beatles news to chew on. Now, those of you who are lovers of Luke Bryan, you'd be very happy to know that he has reportedly landed the second seat as the judge on American Idol, along with Katy Perry. The deal may not officially be done yet, but this is probably, what, for these guys, 10 or 12 million bucks for the season? Isn't that what they would be paid?
Katy Perry's getting 25, so...
My God, really?
Yeah.
And that's part of why Luke hasn't signed it. I guess he was asking for more, and they don't have any money left after Katy Perry.
Yeah. And I would definitely put my money on Luke Bryan. I'd give him more than
Katy Perry.
Before
her, right.
Yeah.
That's more than Ryan's getting to be the host of the show.
Right.
Ryan's actually taking less to do the show this time around,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. All right, well, he's expected to sign on. Idol wanted him badly, couldn't come to terms on money. He wanted more than they were offering. Yeah. Who's the third judge? Anybody know who?
They don't know. They don't have one.
Really? Yeah. Lionel Richie's being considered, though, right? Keith Urban, those guys?
Those are names tossed around, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so there's the next judge. Fingers crossed, Luke Bryan on American Idol. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
JB Experience, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, with some of the people in the news. Well, before we get to people in the news, I kind of wanted to emphasize something that I was thinking with regard to all of us and the way we live our lives. Oftentimes, people say to me, I was talking to somebody yesterday, it was a friend of my son's, and he said, why do you keep doing what you do? And I thought about it. There are a number of reasons that I do what I do in terms of both the radio and the farming stuff, and actually the way I live my life is based on the things that I really like to do. I like being in Los Angeles because I find an energy here that I like. I wouldn't want to live here all the time, but I really do like it. And I especially like it because my children, my grandson are here. And there's a reward, hopefully, for all of us being together as much as we can be to share the time that we have together. Because you don't really know. And this sort of speaks to all of it. And I would ask you to appraise where you are at this point in your life. All of you, all of us, thinking about how we put things off. How we don't do things. We don't say things. I was reading an article in the LA Weekly this week, Jennifer, and I was kind of falling off last night. And the article was entitled, Stop Living Like You Have 1,000 Years to Live, which is so true. If you love somebody, tell them. If you're doing something that you like, do it to the best of your ability. And as you see other people during the course of the day, today, and every day, be as kind and courteous and helpful to them as you can be. And a couple of good examples of that. You probably, some of you have seen this video, this body cam video showing the rescue of two people from a burning car in a tunnel. It looks like a scene out of a movie, but it isn't. Here are people who are not thinking about themselves. There's an instinctive feeling about people or inside people who are givers. And sometimes you don't really understand what it is. Why would you put yourself in harm's way for somebody you don't even know? You've never seen him before, and you may never see him again. But you instinctively say, I'm going to help that person. In this case, these people would have burned to death in this car if they hadn't received the help. And then you can go one step further today if you look around. It's one of the things we criticize social media because it can be hateful and horrible things that people say about themselves. But we also learn about things in a way that is so dramatic and sometimes so wonderful. I saw a couple of different things. The police who saved these cats, if you've seen that video, and the guy who stole toilet paper, somebody caught him on video. The silly things, but there's a lot we can enjoy every day just because of the silly stuff that other people do. And you can enjoy, I hope you enjoy yourself every day because you do silly stuff too. All of us do. You do silly things. I wonder how many of you, after you do them, ask yourself, why did I do that? How many times a day, Jennifer, do you ask yourself, after you've done something, why did I do that?
Oh, probably twice, three times.
Yeah. Victoria, what about you? You do something and think, why in the world did I do that?
All the time.
Or a thought, maybe even. It's a thought as much as an action. Kara, what about you? You think about things. You think about that at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're driving to work. Why am I doing this?
Oh yeah, all the time. No, but I definitely overthink things. So I'll do something and then say, why did I do that? I'll think back to something I did 5 years ago. Why did I do that?
Well, but it's not bad to think about it. You can't do anything about the past, which other than learn from it, you can be in the now. And I think that was sort of to go back to the article that I read. It sort of is the thrust of that whole business. Living your life for now, today, now, the here and now. Not, who am I going to be with in 10 years from now or 5 years from now? You enjoy the company of someone, then now is the time to enjoy it. So it's a word to the wise, I guess, sort of thing. Here is the Pope in the people department here, people in the news, 60 theologians, priests, academics, accusing the Pope of being a heretic. This is going to go a long way. They sent a letter of filial correction to the Pope and outlined 7 heresies they believe he has spread. This is what's so ridiculous about religion and religionists and theologians and this kind of stuff. These people are so clueless, but they're all about themselves. They're all wrapped up in whatever there is in the Bible. Never mind what this guy does that's so relevant to today in terms of leadership. But the heresies that these characters wrote about are all basically focused on divorce. Remember the Pope last year issued a document that made it impossible or made it possible for divorced people to remarry, and that's been against and to take communion But you got excommunicated if you didn't buy your way out. What do they call it when you buy your way out of your first marriage is nullified, right?
It's not a buyout. It's an annulment.
No, it's a buyout. Ted Kennedy gave $75,000 to the church, so they give him a piece of paper that said his first marriage didn't take place.
Okay, well,
his
there are a lot of people who didn't give up $75,000 to get an annulment. I mean, you have to be in the eyes of the church. If you're a Catholic, you have to get an annulment when your marriage ends.
Why?
If not, then you're still married in the eyes of God.
Really? That's what Jesus says?
It's what the church says.
Really? And who's the church? But they always use Jesus as they hold Jesus out there.
Look, you can call it a buyout if you want. I'm just saying it's not always for people with money. It's for anybody who's a Catholic who ends their marriage. You can debate about whether it's right or not. I don't care what, you know. I mean, you get an opinion. Everybody else does, too. I don't care.
I know.
But, you know, I mean.
And I always do that. I don't think it's not fair. It always goes back to you when I come up. But
well,
I like
look, I don't
Pope
think it's,
so
it's everybody. I just wanted to clear the record that you don't have to have $75,000. To donate to the church to get an annulment. I just wanted to clear this slate.
Uh-huh. All right. Anyway, the Pope. Is your father Catholic? I forget with your mother.
He converted to Catholicism when he married my mom.
Yeah. Okay. So, but does he still pay attention to it? Does he still go to church?
No.
All right. So anyway, because if he married Cynthia, he'd have to. Would he have to get? Did he marry your mother?
I don't know
in
that
church,
Cynthia
or?
Has a chosen religion. But my parents never got annulled, so I would imagine that, you know.
Well, how did children, do you know any children from parents who have gotten their marriage annulled, which basically in the eyes of the church? So what do the children think about the status of
their marriage? What does it mean about the children?
I don't think it means anything about the children.
Well, I don't
think
it mean
do
anything
they become,
about anything.
Like, illegitimate in the eyes of the church?
I don't think so, no.
I heard that was a concern. That first came. It was a big discussion on Boston Talk Radio for quite a long time when Kennedy got an annulment from his first wife and married Regina, who...
I mean, are kids of divorce who aren't Catholic illegitimate? I mean, people choose to end their marriage. They're dissolving their marriage. So does that make their kids illegitimate? I mean,
well, that's what I mean.
Thing.
Like, that's... Yeah, that, does that... I mean...
You know what? It's a horrible word to use, no matter how you use it.
Oh, it is.
In terms of
children.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm saying, like in big air quotes, like that's what the church would say: illegitimate child, you know, outside of marriage.
Yeah.
Born out of wedlock or whatever they call it.
Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch with the Pope and these theologians who say that he is a heretic. It just shows you how out of time. And I admit to being negative, but I should probably not do those because it sounds like I'm negative and intolerant, which I am, actually. So, but it doesn't probably help to gain me too many friends. Not that, I mean, listen, you express yourself. That's what these programs, anybody who's doing something like this, in whatever way it is, you know, most of the people expressing themselves or opinions do it when it comes to politics because it's safe. Because they don't have to look at themselves in the mirror and figure, okay, what are you really all about, Charlie? What are you about, Fred? What are you really all about? Politics isn't what drives people. Come on. It's an excuse. It's like going to the football game. Takes your mind off of who you are. You watch a bunch of guys beat each other up on the field or whatever. All of the thing, going to the movies, isn't that? Whatever we do to get our minds off of who we are, we call it entertainment. Ever think about that? Define how and when you use entertainment and what it does to your mind or for your mind. I went to see a movie. I had, we were all done, Miles was pooped out, so I was coming back and I decided I didn't want to go to the hotel, so I stopped at the Arclight on Sunset, Jennifer, and I went to a movie for a couple of hours, and I just zoned out. And I think, isn't that what we do when we watch television? Or you go to a sporting event, or whatever it is, go to a concert. You're taking your mind off of what's going on with you. And is that a good thing to do? Put yourself, do you ever really go back to what a lot of people worry about, things they can't do anything about? And so I just wonder about escapism.
I think that's why you see this backfire from athletes and politicians who make things too political, because I think you're right. I think people use sports and entertainment to try to get away from it.
Yeah.
And if you're going to just run right back into it again, I don't know how many people will want to enjoy
that's
that
a great
anymore.
Point. I hadn't thought about it that way, but it's a great point.
Well, a lot of people complain, you know, with the ESPN, what was her name, Jamel, what's her name, with making comments, and just in general, whenever some sort of a sports analyst makes a political comment.
You're a sports analyst,
sports
you're not
fans,
a political analyst.
Yeah, and sports fans just, they don't like it because that's their escape. And so that's, you know.
I remember Ed McMahon, who is a friend of Dougie's and a friend of mine, who would never, you could never find out what he was politically because he said, and he did it by design, he said he would alienate half the country either way.
Yep.
And he didn't want to do that. And there's something to it. There's really something
he
to
said,
that.
I want everybody to buy Alpo. That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
So that's what he, you know, he didn't know. You didn't know where Carson was. You don't. And now these clowns that are on, like, everybody, I want to tell you how I feel about this guy. Stephen Colbert, what a boob. And Kimmel's turned out to be just as big a boob with his.
Well, you know, I think Kimmel's different because Kimmel was not political in, before all this baby stuff happened.
Well, maybe that's it. His own life has brought him around. But the things that he's being political about now, though, Victoria, have nothing to do with his baby.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, nine major automotive brands have skipped the 2017 Frankfurt Auto Show. This is a continuing trend with major automotive brands. One major automotive company told us that the costs are astronomical to attend major shows. An ex-Kia employee told us that they paid $148 for a single chair to be put out at a North American show. Manufacturers pay millions of dollars for their space and displays at the world's automotive shows. Look for more non-automotive show events in the future. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
NBC Tuesday is back, all new. First, on four-time Emmy winner The Voice, Adam, Blake, Miley, and newest coach Jennifer Hudson battle for amazing talent in the blind auditions. Followed by the return of the show that captured America's heart and never let go, This Is Us. Then, the premiere of a new kind of Law & Order series based on actual events. Edie Falco stars in Law & Order True Crime, The Menendez Murders, tonight on NBC.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist. And at the top of the list are beets, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about super beets. Super beets. Exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful... Actually, Mother Nature created super beets. Yeah, grow them, come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked. They're dried lightly. And then they're powdered, so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super beets. DougLikesBeets.com, good place to start, or 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183, or order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Half the hour now. Time for a weekly visit from the gentleman who is half of the brain trust at the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti present this program and the ancillary things that go with it. Fabulous website, all kinds of material that you can use for helping yourself around your home. And after all, isn't it more people, Tommy, want to do home improvements themselves, whether they can't afford it or they find it self-satisfying, that kind of stuff.
It's therapeutic, Doug.
Yes, it is. No, it really is therapy. I love being able to do stuff. Yeah.
Well, it goes well, I guess.
All right, well, Tom's going to help some of you who have sent items along to the Money Pit.
It's the Money Pit community, and we've got a really interesting question about how to remove a mirror that's been glued to a wall, you know, like a bathroom mirror, without hurting yourself.
Or breaking the mirror. That's up first in the question and answer period here on the DJV connection to the Money Pit.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusion supply.
All right, Tommy, here's a listener named Bosley who wants to remove a bathroom mirror that's glued to the wall.
Yep.
He has no idea on how to get it off. Well, you could get a hammer.
That would be the most effective and dangerous way to do it.
If you're trying to save it, this sounds like it is a job for Superman or for you.
Well, first of all, obviously you have to be very careful, especially given, you know, the size of a lot of these mirrors. They're large and they're heavy. And the first method involves using a material called, or a tool, I should say, called cutout wire. Have you ever seen cutout wire?
Yes.
Yeah. It's very helpful because it's like an abrasive wire. And what you do is you slide it behind the mirror, and then you sort of saw back and forth very carefully to separate the mirror from the wall behind it. Now, what I suggest you do first is to cover the entire mirror with some very thick packing tape. And just in case it starts to shatter, at least it's not going to break into a million pieces. But even there, you've got to be very, very careful. So the cutout wire works well. The other way to do it, Doug, because let's face it, you are going to destroy the drywall behind it. There's no way to save that drywall because it's just a paper face over plaster. So the other way to do it is to use a drywall saw and actually physically saw out the wall board around the mirror. Then you can pull the wall board out with the mirror, and then it's just a pretty much a patch job to put it all back together. And regardless, you're going to have to replace that drywall. So those are two ways to pull a mirror off a wall that's been glued to it.
Well, actually three, because I did suggest
you did suggest the hammer. That's right. Yeah. Two safer ways than using a hammer to remove a mirror.
All right, next, here's a lady named Karen who wants to know the best kind of laminate flooring. This is your most popular question.
Flooring questions in general are very, very popular on the Money Pit. And laminate floor has come a long way, and there are a number of laminate products out today that are very, very water resistant. And these are the most best products to put down on a bathroom floor. Now, usually you want to put these down because you want a wood look floor, but there's another material that's not only water resistant, it's completely waterproof that's even better, and it's called EVP, which is short for engineered vinyl plank. This stuff is gorgeous, and it looks just like wood, except it's vinyl, so it's 100% waterproof. It goes down in planks, but it has the same sort of grain and texture that wood does. It comes in lots of colors. I think, really, today, if you don't want to go with tile, that's the best product for a bathroom floor.
All right. There is. Look how well we're doing here. We got two out of three. That ain't bad under the circumstances, right?
Listen, you can post your questions to moneypit.com.
Moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler, who is on the air, on the ball. He's on it, period. Check out Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program at moneypit.com. 59 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.